In India this morning, more than 350 million people woke up in the dark. More importantly, they woke up in the stifling heat, their fans and air conditioning cut off by a massive power failure in the northern part of the country. Now, just to give this some scale, 350 million is more than the entire population of the United States. Officials there say they're still not sure what caused the power failure, the worst in a decade, but many Indians blame a lack of investment by their government. Elliot Hannon has the story from New Delhi.
When millions of people in northern India woke up this morning, they were already aware that there was a power cut. But they wouldn't have known the extent of the problem because they couldn't watch their TVs.
Darkness in 8 states in India early this morning.
The massive blackout that stretched on for hours caused chaos during the morning rush hour across the region. In New Delhi, the subway system, which carries 2 million passengers each day, was shut down for much of the morning commute. Stoplights were dark, rail services were delayed for hours, and the roads were jammed with commuters trying to make it to work. Jimmy Wadhavan was one of those who decided he had to spend the night in his car to escape the heat and humidity.
I mean, I tried to, you know, wriggle my way out of it for as long as possible, but at the end of it, I was in the car, curled up with a blanket, you know, trying to get my 2 hours of sleep.
But at the small grocery store he owns in New Delhi, he already had a backup plan. Like most shop owners in India, Wadhavan has invested heavily in backup generators to save his stock from rotting. He says he's prepared for power failures, but wonders why he needs to be.
One of our biggest overheads is the electricity bills. So if you're putting through your noses, you expect at least that supply chain to be maintained, because that's something you don't have a control on. So when the lights go off, and considering ourselves to be on the verge of being a developed country, it makes you wonder, are we there?
Despite today's massive failure, the power supply in India is actually better than it used to be. Even a decade ago, much of the country was used to hours of cuts, often every day. But as India has developed, more people have come on the grid. And as the economy continues to grow, more and more businesses are also in need of a constant power supply. And while India doesn't have vast energy resources of its own, the real problem is mismanagement, says Navroz Dubash. He's an energy expert at the Center for Policy Research, an independent think tank in New Delhi.
The electric power sector in India is like a bucket with a great big hole in it. And so we actually have a problem where nobody knows exactly who is using how much power in India.
Almost half of the electricity generated in the country is lost on its way to homes and businesses. Some of the losses are due to theft, but much of it is shoddy infrastructure. The big power cut has unleashed a wave of criticism of India's politicians for not investing in the electricity system. But Dubash says he's not optimistic that Indian leaders are willing to make the difficult decisions that would fix the mess. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.